Three, two, one.
Oh, that's not it.
That's not it.
It's
okay.
This.
Five, four, three, two, one. Well. Oh my gosh!
Can you hear it, Sandra?
It's 1 a.m. in the morning. Hear what?
Can you hear it? Oh, now I can hear it. Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
That's good.
You need it for the colors.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Game Show. I'm Joe Firestone. I'm here with Manolo Moreno.
Hi.
And we are here. It's what would you say? It's 1 in the morning?
It's 1 a.m. in the morning, and I have absolutely nothing to do.
Mm-hmm. We're here with Xander. Xander is in fourth grade. Xander likes strawberries, maybe grapes. His favorite cooked food is rice wrapped in seaweed.
Seafeed.
And his favorite snack is Z-bars. Xander, is that all true?
Well, the snacks part, mm-hmm. I just sort of just drew in a blank that I sometimes eat because I guess it tastes good.
You guess.
Mm-hmm. So, like, everything else is true, but the Z-bar part, it's like a maybe?
Mm. It's just something you had to say.
Yeah.
Because you had to say something.
Yeah.
You obviously love protein.
Yes.
Right.
Or you could say maybe.
Manolo, you love protein, right?
Maybe.
Manolo loves protein.
It's okay. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out you don't really need that much protein.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Did you hear anything? Any rumors?
About
Xander?
About what?
About nutrition?
I haven't really heard any rumors or stuff like that about nutrition.
Okay. Okay, I did hear a rumor.
What did you hear?
I heard a rumor that you're actually supposed to eat pumpkins raw.
Yeah.
Take a bite out of them like an apple.
Really?
Did you hear that, Xander?
I've never heard that, but I used to believe that tomatoes, tomatoes, pumpkins, cucumbers were all vegetables.
And
I was wrong.
Got a face palm. We just got a classic. Could you do it one more time for the mic? Oh.
You don't need to. I'll try it.
Ooh. Ouch. Okay, I'll try. Oh, that hurts. Okay. But it feels right. So what did you learn? What did we learn?
So from this video, I'm pretty sure from The Odd Ones Out, a YouTuber, animator.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently in one of his videos, he said... Okay. He said that vegetables... No. Yeah. Cucumbers, tomatoes, pumpkins, squash, I think. They're all fruits. And you can't deny it.
Okay,
did he slap his head?
I don't think so. It seemed like he would be like peace sign.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Do you do peace sign?
I mostly just do it because I don't know.
Because you want to end the wars.
I don't know.
So, Xander, do you have any questions for us before we get started?
Not really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You already know all you need to know about us.
So we're going to play 3 games with callers from all over the world, okay? I'm talking Canada and the U.S., possibly somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, and also from the email that my mom showed me, it said that sometimes even the U.K. and other foreign countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, so I forgot to tell you I forgot the whole spiel.
What?
Remember when I tell people what the podcast is? Oh, no. This is
Everyone's
really...
confused.
This is my first day without coffee. I'm got to slap my head again. Sander?
Your turn.
Time for another face palm.
Oh, that was a lot of facepalm. Okay, so gorgeous. We're going to get a light on. Andrew's turning on the light. Thanks, Andrew. That's gorgeous. Andrew. Okay, so basically this is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with callers and in-studio guests. And if you want to submit a game, you can email drgameshow@gmail.com. That's, what would you call that? DR.
How do you spell it?
Yeah, gameshow@gmail.com. And then if you want to call in and play against Xander, Xander, are you like a fierce competitor, or like how likely are they to win against you?
Do you like winning on video games?
I have no idea if I will win or lose.
Interesting. Okay, so you got a 50-50 chance of winning against Xander. If you do win, you can get a custom magnet sponsored by Sticker Mule. Do you have something, Xander, do you have something that you could do every time we do say Sticker Mule, just for the sponsor?
Okay, I have an idea.
Yeah. Xander, you did say you have an idea, right? What is that?
No, just kidding.
Are you doing parcel tongue?
No, just kidding.
Okay.
He's reached nirvana.
It's 1 a.m. in the morning, and I have absolutely nothing to do.
Okay, so you'll say that every time we say Sticker Mule?
Yes.
Okay, so this show is sponsored by Sticker Mule. Xander, remember?
Oh, yeah. It's 1 a.m. in the morning, and I have absolutely nothing to do.
Yes, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. You also brought your Mario hat. Was there a name for that hat? It's the one with the eyes on it for that video.
Oh, yeah. Cappy.
Cappy. You brought Cappy.
Wonderful. Cappy's here. We got Xander here. Manolo, just where's your head at right now, just so we can know?
It's full of cookies that you made.
I did make cookies.
It's weird that cookies just stay in my head.
Xander, did you want to say something? Okay. So, Xander, you'll just be providing background music for this small talk section?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I mean, I can.
Yeah,
yeah,
please,
can you do elevator music?
Okay, ask me now. My turn.
Oh, where's your head at?
Well, I guess I'm reading a pretty sad book, and Xander, don't stop.
Yeah, keep going, keep
Please
going.
Please keep going. And I'm trying to kind of come down from... I had a pretty anxious morning, so I'm kind of trying to come down from
it. You said this morning that you had a stress dream.
I had a stress dream.
Mm-hmm. Was it because of the book?
No, I think it was unrelated.
Wow, so many angles of your stressors are coming from. So you quit coffee for the day.
Mm-hmm. For the day. Do you want to take over? I'll take over for Xander's music if you want to ask Xander how he's doing.
Okay, it's Joe's turn to say. Xander, how's your day? Did you have a good morning?
Yeah.
What'd you eat for breakfast?
The same thing I eat with Charlie every morning.
Oh, what do you eat every morning?
Everything bagels, toasted with butter.
That sounds good. I wish I was able to do that.
And sometimes eggs.
Yeah.
And juice.
Yeah, that's what I do. Do you want to ask me what I eat every single morning?
Sure.
Or you don't have to. He's holding up Cappy to the microphone.
Right. Clear as day. Okay, so let's get started. You ready to get started with the games?
Yeah.
We're going to play three games. One is going to win. Go on to the next week. Then we have to play it next week.
Oh, also.
Yeah?
I have to do theme songs for every game.
Oh, yeah.
So, if when I sing or whatever, you could help out with the music, with singing and making beats or whatever with your mouth. Do you want to help?
That was a strong exhale. I think that is I'm going
to
read that as a yes.
Okay.
You just chime in. Sound good?
You could just be like, duh, 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 duh. Okay.
Yeah. So just so and just a quick test. This is, if people win against you, they do get custom magnets, and that is sponsored by Sticker Mule.
So yay, do.
Remember.
Oh, you're supposed to say it's 1 a.m. in the morning.
It's 1 a.m. in the morning and I have nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hee-haw. Really good. Okay, so this first game is called Mario Enemy or Dating App. It's submitted by Peter Egan from Glendale, California. Take it away with a theme song from Mario Enemy or Dating App.
Thank you.
Mario, enemy, or dating app. Mario, enemy, or dating app,
dating app.
That was really good.
Wait, hold on, wait.
Yeah, what?
Should I do it again?
No.
What's that? Wait, hold on, wait. What's the name of it again?
Mario.
Enemy.
Dating app.
Okay. Now, what was the name of the submission?
Mario. Enemy. Dating app.
I have no idea why someone would want to date, Okay, first of all, I have a lot of questions about the...
Yeah.
Mario Enemy Dating App name.
Yeah.
First of all, who... Why would someone date a Goomba?
Okay, that
second
is
second of all,
really
who
good.
Would date Bowser?
Yes, a great question.
And third of all,
I know a lot of people who would
who
date
Who would date Bowser Jr.?
Okay, these That's are the really good questions.
No one.
Peter
no one.
From Glendale, hope you're listening. We have a lot of questions right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll explain the game, and then we're going to play it with callers. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what Peter writes. Joe will say the name of a thing, and players have to determine if said thing is either an enemy from Super Mario video game franchise or an app I found searching the word dating on iOS App Store. Okay, correct answers get custom magnets. Bonus, if you guess incorrectly, you can still win if you describe what your answer would be if it was the opposite thing. If you guessed Mario and it was a dating app, describe a Mario enemy with that name. If you guessed dating app and it was a Mario enemy, describe the kind of people who would meet on a dating app with that name. Sound good?
Easy.
Yeah.
Questions, comments, concerns?
So if it's a Mario character... Then you say Mario enemy, or if it's a if you don't recognize it, it's a dating app. Easy.
Yep. That feels good.
Okay.
Here we go. So we're gonna take a call from. Oh my gosh, we're gonna take a call from. Oh, this is gonna be big and epic. We're taking a call from Maddie and Ash from Melbourne, Australia. It's 2 a.m. there. Oh my gosh. Hello, wait, Maddie and Ash?
Hello?
It's 2 a.m.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
And they have something to do.
It's
1 a.m. Oh my gosh. Xander, do you have any questions? It's 2 in the morning there.
Okay. One.
Oh no.
I don't know.
The audio is so bad.
Why, when I was in the second grade... woke up at 4 in the morning and just played games. Just.
Okay.
Whoa.
I don't know why I did that. It's just so weird.
That sounds pretty fun.
Okay, Xander, I don't mean to call you out, but how was that a question for Maddie and Ash?
No, just something I was going to mention because it was about early times in the morning.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
Do
you have any questions for Maddie and Ash?
Nope.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, Maddie and Ash, it's great you called in.
Okay, well,
pretty.
We don't have any questions for you either.
Yeah, seems like a pretty hostile environment right now. Obviously, Xander, would you consider what you're doing beast mode?
What's beast mode? I hear it a lot.
Xander, would you consider what you're doing beast mode?
No.
What's
really?
Dank meme mode.
Yeah, classic. Okay, glad.
I don't know what any
so
of
glad
those
the children are here. Okay, so Maddie and Ash, would you like to go first or would you like Xander to go first?
Oh, maybe he can go first an idea.
Okay. Yeah, he can go first.
Okay, Xander. Yours is Mouser.
Mario enemy.
Wait, should I make a sound effect? Remember
yeah,
when I used to do that?
I think that would probably be good. That's kind of your job.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Here's a sound effect.
Okay.
Hey, I think that's right.
Wow, you did it. You got it one right, Xander. Really good. Okay. Okay, that was great. Okay.
Yay.
Okay, great. Love the sound effects for yourself. Okay, Maddie and Ash, you're next. Yours is Zeusk. Zeusk.
Could you spell it?
That's Z-O-O as in O-S as in scooter and K as
that's
in scooter.
Oh, you know it's an app? Oh, my cousin knows it's an app, apparently.
Okay.
I've heard of it before. I think we have to go dating app.
Okay, all right. Manolo?
Hey, I think that's right.
That's right. Wow, that's right. You get a custom magnet. Does that feels good, right? That feels nice.
Oh, yeah. That feels amazing. I can't wait to get our shared magnet.
It is sponsored by Sticker Mule. Xander has not stopped clapping since the announcement has been made. It's sponsored by Sticker Mule.
It's 1 a.m. in the morning and I have absolutely nothing to do.
Yeah.
That actually was completely synchronized. Yeah. Completely synchronized.
Wow, it was harmonized.
Yeah, that felt really good. Okay, we're going to do one more round with Maddie and Ash, okay? Ready? Xander, yours is Bloomy.
Bloomy?
Bloomy.
Like Bloom-y? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Bloom-y.
Like flowers bloom.
B-L-O as in O, O as in O-M-Y.
Bloomy.
Yeah.
I think that it like might be an enemy associated with the piranha plant, so I'm just gonna say Mario enemy.
Are you sure?
I mean, that it might be associated with it.
Don't you think that adults would want to use it on their phone to find love? Bloomy?
Oh God, no.
Love could bloom.
Yeah, love could bloom. I mean, that's a pretty good tip for Maddie and Ash.
But piranha plants could bloom.
That's very tricky.
It's what I pray for every day.
That's very tricky.
You know what? I'm just going to say dating app.
Are you going to just say dating app? Mm. Manolo, what do you think?
Hey, I think that's right.
Whoa! Xander!
I held him.
I love the sarcasm.
Wow.
On that, hey, I think that's right.
I love it too.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
I was being earnest-casted.
We just got an okay symbol from Xander.
That
was
a sarcastic okay symbol, wow. I could tell.
Maddie and Ash, are you ready? Maddie and Ash, yours is Nabbit. It's going to get a little harder. You're going to get pressure music. This is pretty much like Let's Make a Deal. What's that?
But it also doesn't look like Mario. Thing. I've never played Mario as well. I reckon Nabbit's a dating app because you gotta like Nabbit before you lose.
Xander, could you help a little bit?
You wanna lock it in?
Yeah.
Do you think Nabbit is, what do you think? Want to help Maddie and Ash?
In fact, I actually know the answer, so I'm gonna give a tiny hint.
A tiny hint.
Okay.
He's
gonna be the Mario one if he does.
He looks like a little purple. He looks like a little purple bandit with a little bandana, like teeth mask, similar to Bowser Jr.'s.
Okay.
And he has a giant and he has a money bag behind his shoulder.
It could still be a dating app. Mm-hmm. It could just putting it out there.
Possibility.
I know the answer, so I'm probably gonna facepalm if you say
if you say
dating app.
Okay. So this is a little hint.
So.
I think we're gonna have to go with
Mario. Okay, Mario.
Yep.
Manolo.
Yeah.
Hey, I think that's right.
Wow, that's a custom magnet. Wow. That means you get two for the two cousins. Incredible work. You're getting two custom magnets.
Good hint.
and an applause.
Congratulations.
Okay, sponsored by Sticker Mule.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, it's 1 a.m. in the morning and I have absolutely nothing to do.
Okay, goodbye, Maddie and Ash. Thanks for calling in. Goodbye. Okay, wow. Xander, do you have any way? I am trying to work on like how to hang up on people pretty quickly. Do you have any idea of what I should say?
Okay. Here is my...
How do you hang up on people?
Okay. The fastest way, I think, maybe... is to do this.
Yeah, what?
Say thanks for calling while your finger was hovering over the end call button.
Okay.
And right when they finish saying, like, whatever they gotta say,
yeah.
Put your finger down on the
okay
button.
Understood. Okay. Okay, understood.
Like right afterwards.
Yeah, I'll try that. Yeah. Right afterwards. Okay, I'm going to try that next time. Okay,
yeah.
So why do I
doing?
Feel a little hunched?
What do you mean?
How do I raise this thing?
Oh, yeah.
Just push it up. You can just push it up.
Why do I feel a little hunched is the best question I've ever heard.
Andrew will come in and fix it.
Yeah, he'll fix it. Okay.
How have you normally been hanging up on people?
I say, okay, goodbye.
And then what does your finger do?
And then it does it later. Thanks,
do it later.
Andrew. Do you feel hunched?
No.
Nice.
Okay.
That's good. You have good posture.
Okay, so let's take another call. We're going to talk to Tim from Sacramento. It's a first-time caller, okay? Long-time listener, I'm sure. Okay, we're going to talk to Tim. Tim, are you there?
Hi, Joe, Manolo, and Xander. Huge fan of the show.
Wow, Tim.
How long have you been listening?
Don't ask that. That's always going to be a disappointment.
I want to say at least 6 months.
Long time
before you guys
listening.
Were on the new podcast.
Oh,
I listened to the old one too.
Thanks. Okay, Xander, you are breathing pretty deeply. Just had a wondered if you had something to say there. Right. Thank you so much, Xander. I think that is classic dank meme mode what you're doing right now. Xander, if you could, do you have any questions for Tim?
Regarding what?
I guess just his personality, maybe what he's doing, etc.
What time is it?
That's a great question. What time is it?
I've got a question for Xander.
Okay, well, Xander had a question for you, which is, what time is it?
Hey, Xander, I was wondering if fourth grade is still like Pokemon or if it's not cool anymore.
Okay, Tim, you pretty much just ignored Xander's question, so I don't even know how to handle that.
It's fine.
Okay, so Xander, that is a new voice we are hearing right now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, Xander, could you just repeat the question you had for Tim?
Okay. What time is it?
That is so scary.
Okay.
Oh, I couldn't hear him at all. I heard him this time.
It's
9:30 in the morning in California time.
There we go. Did that answer your question, Xander? Yeah.
What was his question for you?
Do fourth graders like
Xander,
Pokemon anymore?
I was wondering if fourth graders still like Pokemon.
Yeah.
You said it's fine.
Okay, so I am a fourth grader, and I guess I still kind of do. I mean, like, yeah, I guess I still kind of do. Because I have a backpack, and I kind of need it, so yeah.
What?
And also on the topic of my Pokemon backpack.
Oh.
When I was in first grade, I used to talk to it.
What kind of conversations would you have? Where's your head at?
Like Dragonite, you're fired. Mewtwo, you're hired.
Oh, so you like bring Pokemon into your office and be like, hey.
And this was during like the school day, like right when we were getting ready to start the day, and like we were putting it in there. For some reason, I would talk.
Job interviews.
Everyone in the class probably thought that I was the weird kid, since I think that I might have actually done that during my first day.
I don't think that makes you the weird kid, but... honestly seem like the most normal person here.
It makes you maybe the creative kid.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you seemed like you were in dank meme mode in first grade, but I don't think you were the weird kid.
Yeah. You're just in dank meme mode.
Yeah.
They can't stop all of us.
Yes, exactly. That's what we say all the time. You know, we've been canceled almost 6 times.
Okay, that's an Aaron Brockovich reference, right?
No, it's not that. It's the Area 51 raid meme.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we do have a question. So we have a lot of adults that listen to the show, and someone is asking what a dank meme is. Could you explain that to them?
Okay.
Yeah.
For whoever asked, what is a dank meme?
Mm-hmm.
My son. That, what I shall tell you, it is a meme that makes absolutely no sense, but it's funny. So you can buy it.
What?
For one, so that you can look at it whenever you want and you. Yeah, it's basically just a meme that makes no sense, but you literally can't stand laughing.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Like, that's so random.
That actually helps quite a lot. Okay, so Tim, you ready? You ready to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, yours is Yeepop. Yeepop.
Spell it.
Y-E-pop.
Well, I'm going to say dating app, but if it's not right, I'll come up with a reason if it's not right.
Okay. All right. Do you think that...
Didn't you say that's a bonus?
Xander's been pretty good at this. Xander, do you think that that's right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the dating app piece is right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You saw it when you were searching dating
app. Xander
is
furiously rubbing his eyes. I'm not sure why, but I think maybe there was some kind of contaminant. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
Okay. Manolo, is that correct?
Hey, I think that's right.
Wow, Tim, Tim, you got a custom magnet. Does that feel good?
Dun, 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 dun.
Tim?
Tim.
Tim, did you get that?
Yeah.
So you feel pretty...
I cut off a little bit.
You missed everything. Should we start over?
No, Tim, you got the answer right, Tim. You got a custom magnet, Tim.
Oh, good. Oh, wow. Sticker mule. Yay.
Wow, that felt good. Xander?
It's 1 a.m. in the morning, and I have absolutely nothing to do right now.
This is pretty good. Okay, thanks, Tim. I'm hanging up before I say goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, shoot. It didn't. Okay. Well, I tried. Okay. So that was Mario Enemy or Dating App. We're going to move on to a new game. This game is called Daily Tunes. It's submitted by Annie from Brunswick.
Wait, what?
Do you want me to repeat the whole thing? Okay.
Yes.
This one's called Daily Tunes. It's submitted by Annie from Brunswick.
I'm so going to be destroyed.
Okay.
Daily tunes, 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 daily tunes.
Yay. Wow, thanks. That was really good. Okay, so this is called Daily Tunes, and,
she's from regular Brunswick?
Oh, Brunswick, Ohio. This is what we just heard from Alex. Thank you, Alex. Okay, yeah. Here's what Annie writes. Contestants must choose a popular song. Then they must sing about the events of their day to the tune of the song. Manolo picks the winner by deciding which tune he deems most worthy.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay, sounds good?
Okay.
Okay, do you want to go first, Xander?
Okay. The song I'm gonna do is like a animated. Okay, here's the thing. I can barely even sing it on my own.
Okay,
without making it sound weird.
That's fine, but the words you're supposed to use are like what you did during the day, so you don't have to memorize the lyrics.
Yeah, you don't have to know the lyrics.
Okay.
Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so Xander, when we go 5, 6, 7, 8, that's
don't know.
Okay, what song are you gonna sing?
Okay.
What song are you gonna sing?
Okay, I don't know the title.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. Ready? Do you want someone else to go first?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, let's have Manolo go first. Ready, okay. Manolo, you go.
I ate beans today. I ate beans today. I ate beans and one egg. I ate beans today.
Okay, so that was, what would you say, happy birthday?
I tried. I
that
forgot.
Was really good.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Xander, do you want me to go or you want to go?
You know what? I'm going to do it.
Okay, ready? Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Okay. I couldn't remember the song.
Okay, I'm going to go. You ready?
Okay.
5, 6, 7, 8.
I ate tea and then I walked around my house and I got more tea.
And then what?
Then I put on pants and then...
After you got the tea?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Then I read some of my book. Okay. Does that feel good? We're going to take some calls.
That Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star or ABCD?
No, oh, it's Twinkle, Twinkle.
Oh. I am... Okay.
Yeah?
I have an idea.
What?
I'm going to do a simple children's nursery rhyme.
Okay.
Hopefully I don't flunk.
It's no, okay. You're not going to flunk.
I flunked. Joe flunked.
No,
okay.
I definitely didn't flunk.
Hopefully I don't flunk in... Hopefully I don't flunk in music class.
Oh.
Okay. First, I woke up at like 4. At like 4. At like 4. And then I pretty much just sat in the bathroom for like an hour. Then after that, I played some games. And after that, I played some games. Yay! Yay! Yay!
Yeah.
Okay, that was incredible.
No, it's not the end yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And then I ate breakfast. That was an... Everything bagel, toasted with butter,
What?
And then I played more games. Then I played more games, and I was happy.
So okay, that was really good.
Then I had to get ready to go here. I had to get ready to go here. Yay. Then we left the house.
Song keeps on giving.
Then we did these things. Why did we walk? Then after that, we walked inside, read the email, and stepped and used the elevator. And then we went to do this room.
Okay.
And then what?
No? Done?
Yes.
Okay, wow. So let's go back to the one verse where you sat in the bathroom for an hour. Okay,
wow, fine. Xander, that was incredible. Honestly, I never even expected. Yes, can I help you? What was that? What's the clicking? Yes, are you trying to say something to us in a different
cricket?
No, I'm speaking click.
Oh, you're speaking click. So you're saying thank you so much. I had a great time. I can't
no.
wait. Oh, okay.
No,
sorry,
no,
I'm
no.
getting the translation okay. wrong. Okay, sorry. Do it again. My name is Xander. I love to step.
No.
Oh, sorry. Okay, do it again.
It was, that was wheels on the bus go round and round.
Right.
I thought it was
wheels
Baba
on
Black
the bus
Sheep.
Go round and round. Right. Okay. So let's talk to Harley from Fairfax. We're talking to Harley from Fairfax, Virginia. Let's talk to Harley. Harley, are you there?
I'm here. This isn't the best phone reception.
You don't have the best phone reception?
Yeah, this is not working.
Uh-oh.
What part of the house are you in?
We hear you. We hear you, Harley. Do you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you.
Nice. Okay, Xander, do you have any questions for Harley? Harley's 10, and you're 9, so obviously you have so much in common.
I have no questions!
Wow, Harley, you just got dank memed.
You could ask her what it's like to be a 10-year-old.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Or any words of advice.
Or Harley, do you have any questions for Xander?
No.
Right. Okay. So that's kind of the trend I'm picking up on. Okay. So Harley, do you want to do your song?
Okay. This is what I said during a video game. I just flooded you through your something.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
Lisa, I just flattered you, booyah, I am painting the good something, oh no, why did I get splatted?
I know what song this is.
Okay, what song is it?
Or at least what you're saying.
Yeah.
Who's the artist?
Splatoon.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I rule the food.
I rule the food.
I really don't understand what any of the children are saying. I'm glad that they're communicating with each other.
Yeah.
Again, Xander has taken to breathing very hard, which I am glad about. Harley, do you also breathe really hard into the phone?
I play Splatoon.
Okay, again, I can't even.
Xander.
Yeah.
Do you play Splatoon?
Xander, do you play Splatoon?
Yes. I sometimes, I'm pretty sure that, okay. The last time I played was when they dropped, I'm pretty sure, the 11.3 update.
I really have no idea what's happening. I don't understand a word.
What okay. version are they on now?
Cool.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to say Order versus Chaos Splatfest.
What is this?
That's the last time I played. That was a few months ago.
The final big event in the game.
What?
Do you think Joe would like Splatoon?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. This was really helpful. Again, we are getting back to Daily Tunes, the game we were playing originally. Manolo, do you think the tune was worthy?
Of course it was worthy.
Harley, you're getting a custom magnet.
Yay!
Nice work. Nice work. Sponsored by Sticker Mule.
It's 1 a.m. in the morning and I have absolutely nothing to do.
Nice. Okay, goodbye, Harley. Wow, this was so stressful. Okay, so we'll take one more call. We're going to talk to Sammy from Stowe, Massachusetts. Sammy from Stowe, Massachusetts. Sammy, are you there?
Hello. Hi, Joe, Manolo, and Xander. Oh my gosh,
hello.
That last interaction had me a little nervous.
Why, because you didn't understand what they were saying?
Yeah, I just felt a little on edge, but it's okay.
That's the youth.
That's
you have to get used to it.
Is it because you don't play video games?
I mean, I don't, and I also teach at a summer camp, so I just kind of got, PTSD. I got a little nervous, but it's okay because I didn't have to say, friends, quiet down, because they're on a game show.
Xander just told us that he went to a summer camp where they taught you how to record and broadcast YouTube videos.
Well, actually, there are like multiple sections to it. There are multiple sections to it, like Minecraft modding.
Oh.
Mm, that was
kind of sounds like my camp.
Roblox development.
What do you teach? Or
I teach horseback riding, but we have so many different things kids can do. We have everything from photography, baking, Shakespeare.
Whoa.
Animals.
And you have a horse on the premises?
Okay, just...
We have so many horses, and we have goats and chickens and donkeys and sheep.
Wait, did you just say chickens?
I sure did.
Just imagine, like...
Do you like chickens, Xander?
Just the entire... All the chickens just running down the school halls.
And teaching chicken back riding.
That would be my nightmare.
The classrooms. Definitely. Doing everything that they can to cause anarchy.
Xander, I've been on this earth for 18 years, and that is the scariest thing I have ever heard.
Waluigi will come from behind.
What? Okay, so Xander, I honestly understand that you're using intimidation methods, and I appreciate it. Sammy, do you want to do your song?
Okay. I will. That is why I called. Okay. So I woke up. Wait. So I don't know if the song has a name. So I'm gonna sing it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Seems pretty good.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I woke up early in the morning because I had a doctor's appointment, and my mom said time to go. So I went to the doctor, and she said, you should wait a few more days before you go to school. Walla walla bang bang. You should wait a few more days before you go back to school.
Bang.
Walla walla bang bang.
Oh,
and then I came back home and called Dr. Game Show. Walla walla bang bang. And that's all because that's all I've done today. Walla walla bang bang. And I forget how the rest of the song goes, but that's all I've done today.
Wow, that was so good. You got a round of applause from Xander, which means at least how many points is that?
Thank you.
That means...
Wow.
That means...
It wins?
It's hard to say.
That means...
Hard.
Out of 10.
That means.
Out of 10. That's a 10 out of 10 from Xander. And
Xander, I have never felt more gratitude.
Unfortunately, Xander is not the judge. That is unfortunate.
Oh, I'm very much aware.
Yeah. So if you want to just kind of go for it, Manolo, kind of let loose.
Take it away.
Mm-hmm.
I would say you got 11 out of 10.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
You blasted it out of the water.
Wow. You blasted it out of the water. A classic Walla Walla Bang Bang. Really good job.
I think that's
the name
of the
song. Custom magnet. Nice work.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Sponsored by Sticker Mule.
Yes, sponsored by Sticker Mule.
It's 1 a.m. in the morning and I have nothing to do.
Yes, what was your question?
So I've been asking this on the message board for a bit, and nobody's answered me. Can you just give me a quick little reminder of what your code for Sticker Mule is, because I have stickers I want to get, but I want to get... Do you have a discount code?
I think you go to stickermule.com/gameshow and you can get $10 off.
/gameshow. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. And also, my hat's going to talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat that?
It was... I think it was...
Cappy.
It was... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Cappy. Cappy's off.
Yeah, so just so you know, yeah, that's kind of what happened. Sammy, congratulations. Oh. Thanks for the plug. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.
See you later, Joe. Bye-bye. Bye, Manolo and Xander.
Wow. Okay, that was really good. People are really doing a lot of good stuff today. Should we move on to the last game?
Sure, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Review.
What's that?
First, a word from our sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is... do you have any ideas for who should sponsor us, Xander?
Okay, wait, do you mean what? Okay.
Any brands you like a lot?
Okay, there is one brand I think.
Yeah.
That should sponsor.
What?
Mm-hmm. What is it? We're breathing. We're breathing.
Dun 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 dun.
Breathing strips.
It's a free. It's yeah. the social point.
What
social point?
What social point?
What company should
Social Point.
What social is Social Point?
What's
point?
That?
So they're this company that's made numerous fun little games for like mobile.
A mobile gaming company.
Okay, that's actually pretty much on brand. That was actually the best suggestion we've ever gotten.
So we'll get our producer on it and maybe they'll
just kind of let that happen.
We are so thrilled at your interest in attending Hieronymus Wiggenstaff's School for Heroism and Villainy. Wiggenstaff's beautiful campus boasts state-of-the-art facilities and instructors with real-world experience. We are also proud to say that our alumni have gone on to be professional heroes and villains in the most renowned kingdoms in the world. But of course, you are not applying to the main school, are you? You're applying for our sidekick and henchperson annex. You will still benefit from the school's amazing campus, and you'll have a lifetime of steady employment. Of course, there's no guarantee how long that lifetime will be.
Join the McElroys as they return to Dungeons & Dragons with The Adventure Zone Graduation. Every other Thursday on Maximum Fun, or wherever podcasts are found.
You wept as we crafted the tragic tale of Jar Jar, a Star Wars story.
Yeah. Dude, like, he forgives Darth Vader. Lisa still love you, Annie. Yeah.
You gasped out loud at the shocking twists of Face Off 2, Faces Wild.
He takes his kid's face.
What?
Now we're writing an entire screenplay week by week on Storybrick Season 2, Heaven Heist. Hey folks, Freddie Wong here with some exciting news about Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have 1 hour to spin cinematic gold. We're shaking up our format by turning Heaven Heist, one of our favorite ideas we've ever come up with on the show, into a full screenplay.
Heaven Heist is an action comedy about a crew of misfit gangsters robbing the Celestial Bank of Heaven. Think a Coco meets Point Break.
Join us as we write this crazy movie scene by scene and get an inside look at the screenwriting process on our podcast Story Break every Thursday on MaximumFun.org.
Okay, so here's the game. This is the third game. Dr. Hot Water, which is the winner of the previous episode, is submitted. It was voted on by the message boards via sabotage, and the rules are by Michael Cruz Kane, who likes to drink hot water.
Have you ever drank hot water before?
I have never tried.
Well, he likes it.
And I never will.
Nice. Love that attitude going into this. If you could just take it away with the theme song, Manolo. Go for it. Xander, feel free to chime in.
Doctor. Sponsor. Suggestions. Doctor. Sponsor.
It's called Hot Water. Just so we know.
I was looking
know.
At the wrong one. Okay, mm-hmm, so it's called
for
Doctor.
Sure. Yeah.
I was looking at the wrong paper.
Oh yeah.
So it was called mm-hmm. Doctor Hot Water.
Yep. Again.
Okay. Doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hot Water.
Okay. You could start it off.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Hot Water.
Hot Water. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Doctor.
Doctor.
Hot Water.
Sponsor.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Hot Water.
Hot Water.
Hot Water.
Hot Water.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Hot Water.
Hot Water.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Yeah, I think that we could just end it. Yeah,
are
that
you sure?
feels good. Yeah, that feels good. All right, so that was Dr. Hot Water, the theme song. So here's how the game works. This requires a thermometer. Joe, Manolo, and Xander have to listen to callers drink a full glass of hot water until they are done.
Ew.
Hosts and guests are quiet during the hot water drinking. Hosts and guests then have to guess how hot the water was in Fahrenheit degrees. If callers don't have a thermometer, they just have to go, I think that's right, that seems right, or whatever temperature is guessed. Now, this is, if you think this is a bad game, this is your fault. You voted for it, you understand? Or you didn't vote for it, which is even worse. Yeah. Even worse. Mm-hmm.
You know? You learned our lesson.
Okay, so I hope everybody has hot water and a thermometer with them. Are you ready to play? Do you know pretty much all about Fahrenheit?
Nope.
Great. Okay, here we go. This is a punishment to everybody. Here we go. Let's talk to Lewis in Buffalo. Lewis in Buffalo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, I'm grabbing a thermometer.
Yeah, Lewis, you're coming in hot. Lewis, do you have a hot water with you?
I'm running some hot water now.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, Lewis, what have you been doing? Lewis?
Well, I was going to sing, hello.
Yeah, hi.
I was going to sing Oops, I Baked Up Some Bread to the tune of Britney Spears, but you didn't put me on for that game.
Interesting, yeah. Interesting. Coming on with a lot of hostility, but again, we do have you on the line. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so Lewis, again, we are on bad terms. Lewis is an enemy of the show, Xander, just so you know.
He's like a Mario enemy. Like
he's pretty much...
He's Bowser Jr.
You shall be obliterated by the incorrect answer. You shall be destroyed by the incorrect answer. Who's approaching right behind you?
Who's approaching right behind you? Yeah, Lewis. Scary. That's the kind of intimidation we're ready to face you with today, okay? So better get out your thermometer, all right? And yeah, there is no way to win this game. And yeah, that's your fault, okay? So Lewis, go ahead, drink your water.
Hang on, I have to measure the temperature first.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Go.
I have measured the temperature.
Yeah.
Dun, all right. Dun, 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 dun.
Are you drinking it?
Yeah, I hear
it. Oh my god, ugh, yeah.
Okay, it seems pretty hot.
How can Michael Cruz Kane like this?
Oh!
This is what he does every morning.
Seems pretty hot. Mm-hmm. So,
Oh my god. That was horrible.
You might as well just
hot water.
Just fill whatever you drank it out of with lava. And it'd be just the same.
It'd be just so. What temperature do you think that is? What temperature?
Huh. Okay. So it depends. Okay. So it turned on why he went. Ugh.
Yeah.
I'd say that that's a rough, like, I don't know, like 65, 64
roughly. All right, Manolo, what do you think?
I would say 73.
Uh huh. I'm gonna go with a hot 85.
Mm-hmm. It's a good spread.
What do we think? Lewis, what is it?
You are all way undershooting because you said hot water.
Oh, my gosh.
So the thermometer said 108.3.
Oh, my gosh.
But then it also said error high. So,
oh, my gosh.
I don't know exactly, but it's definitely warmer than 80 degrees.
Whoa, so you should go to the emergency room?
Yeah, please be careful. We're so glad you made your sacrifice
for the show. As you might have just... As in 3 seconds, your lungs might melt into ashes.
Yeah, you might melt into ashes, so please be careful. Lewis,
I'll get that checked out. Wait, before you hang up on me, I have an important thing to say.
What is it, Lewis?
Is that okay?
No, what is
it? Okay. The Doctor Game Show Facebook group has like 953 members right now,
uh-huh.
So we're so close to having 1,000 members.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you wanted to, like, promise people magnets if we get to 1,000 members, or if
really
you just wanted to promote it somehow.
No, I don't really want to, but...
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, it just seems kind of hard.
So we'd have to give 1,000 magnets to people?
It seems like magnets a lot of
people?
Work for Alex. He
no,
did
just like, to the 1,000th person, you give, like, 10 magnets.
I think I know where this idea comes from like, Mr. Beast's, like,
What?
Like...
Who's Mr. Beast?
This YouTuber who does, like, these crazy challenges and vlogs.
Okay.
Oh, so what does he reward people with?
So for his 7 million subscriber, he had to do a maze, and there were two prizes. If he finished in under 2 hours, he would get the special prize and the regular prize. But if he didn't, he would just get the regular prize.
Okay, what so are the this prizes? Is this is
okay. From what I remember,
yeah,
the regular prize was $10,000.
Okay. Oh.
And yeah, the kind of above our price special range. Price is Minecraft dirt.
Minecraft dirt.
Minecraft dirt. I thought it was a game. Turns out it's got real dirt.
Yeah. I could give Minecraft dirt to the thousandth follower.
So yeah, I guess to the thousandth person to join the Facebook group, we will give Minecraft dirt.
Uh huh. $10,000 worth of Minecraft dirt.
Sounds good, Lewis. Does that seem to address your problem?
Yeah. Yeah, it's called, the group is called Game Show Medical School, and we might do a Secret Santa again this year.
Again? Oh. Again? What's been happening?
Who was it last year?
What?
How successful was it last year?
Some people didn't get, some people flaked out and didn't send things, and then some people just didn't get gifts, and that was kind of bad, but I didn't know what to do about it.
What? There's a Secret Santa? Oh my, I can't even handle
this.
Well,
it's actually a secret... It's a Secret Santana instead of a Secret Santa.
What'd you think about that, Joe?
I don't love it, but I'm so glad that you found each other.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard of the whatever Facebook group it was called, you know, that's where everyone's
Game
hanging
show
out.
Game Show Medical School.
So head on over there and I'll give you some dirt.
Join a Secret Santana. Okay, goodbye, Lewis. Thank you for the plug. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay. Goodbye.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Hold on, wait. On the topic of 1,000 Minecraft dirt.
No, we weren't on that. All right. Well,
I have an idea for the 1,000th Facebook follower.
Okay, what is it?
So there'll be two things. So like the first one is a joke, but the second one is the real thing.
Mm. Okay.
So the first thing is a Ziploc bag of dirt with a little post-it, with like a little note duct taped to it, reading, psych.
Okay, I actually do like that. I think that's a pretty good idea.
It's a good trick.
But the real prize is... Dun, 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 dun,
What is it?
Someone breaks a saucer.
Like one of the custom... magnets.
Okay.
Oh, I like the dirt.
Okay, I mean, either one is pretty doable. So I actually, that was pretty productive. Okay, so let's talk to, who are we talking to now? We're going to talk to Arlo in Roanoke Park, California. Arlo, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Arlo, do you have a cup of hot water with you?
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, so Arlo, go ahead and drink that water.
Wait, did you measure it first?
Yeah, do you have the temperature of the water?
Let's also say yeah to that question.
Okay, Arlo, loving your vibe. All right. So go ahead, take a drink, I suppose.
Yeah, that's Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to take a...
Yeah, it smells like water.
Oh, interesting.
Tastes like water.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem too hot at all, does it? Doesn't seem too hot at all.
Cappy shall give his rating.
Yeah, Cappy, what do you think?
Nyah.
Nyah, you got a nyah from Cappy. And Manolo, how about you?
For the temperature?
Yeah.
I would say 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
And I think I personally am going to give it another nyah.
I didn't give my opinion.
What did Xander say?
Okay, so Cappy's, if you translate it, that's zero.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But I
think it's ice.
But I think that it's negative 100.
Okay, so you think it's colder than ice?
Yes.
Okay, we're thinking that Arlo's drinking a cold glass of dry ice. All right, so what do we think? Arlo, what is it?
It is a water bottle full of lukewarm water.
Okay, so...
It has the word warm in it, which is close to hot.
Therefore,
it is a hot
bottle of water. I guess... that was interesting, and we do appreciate you calling in. Unfortunately, there is no way to win, but yeah, all right. Take care, Arlo. Goodbye.
Good job.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd like a magnet.
No, I'm so sorry. Same. It's just that, yeah, we can't because there's no way to win. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting when you think you win, actually no one wins? Isn't that interesting?
That happens a lot, actually.
When the message board takes over, they think they're being clever. Actually, everybody gets punished because nobody has anything as rewards.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. We've given the least amount of magnets.
I guess only really like the Mario enemy thing really only give out prizes. And sort of also the
song one.
But we actually have the creator of the song one on the line. We were going to talk to Annie from Brunswick, Ohio.
From regular Brunswick.
Annie, are you there?
Yes, that's us. Yeah, we're here. This is Gina, but I have Annie with me.
Okay, Gina and Annie, where's Annie?
Annie, come here, Annie. Hold on. She's got to put the headphone in.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Hello, hi.
Can you hear?
Annie, did you create the game Daily Tunes?
Yes, I did.
That was a good game. Xander, what did you think of that game?
I thought that it was okay, other than the fact that I didn't know any songs to do it on.
That is tricky.
You did it.
Xander, so
I thought Xander's song was the best.
Whoa.
So that's
huge.
So that's a solid from Cappy.
A solid from Cappy. Annie, could you give us an example of what an ideal daily tune is? Before you drink your hot water.
Oh, God. I have one if you don't want to do it.
Yeah, let him go.
Okay.
Okay. Annie, you might want to step back because this is going to be loud and bad.
Okay, oh, God. Great.
Ready?
Yes.
And I woke up at like 11 and I ate a bagel with some coffee.
Xander loved it. Xander loved it.
Another bagel breakfast.
That isn't amazing. That isn't amazing.
That was a really good review from Cappy.
How long did you spend in the bathroom?
I'll take it.
Just moving on from that question. Do you guys want to do the hot water game?
Yeah, we have a thermometer here. We just don't have any hot water. Don't ask why. I'll go get some.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, yeah, you just take your time with that.
From the nearest river.
Xander, that was a dank meme, and we appreciate it. Go get some water from the nearest river.
I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the nearest river?
Right in my backyard.
Whoa. Brunswick, Ohio's looking nicer and nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got the water?
Yeah, I'm testing it now. Mm-hmm. And it says, I shouldn't tell you.
Don't say it.
Okay. Are you ready for me to drink it?
Please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm home.
All right, let's do this thing.
Okay, here we go.
I'm hoping it's dry ice.
Oh, ow.
Okay, we had a definite ow.
Oh, brother.
What do we think it was?
I think that it was, I'm going to say... 80, like somewhere between like 70 and 80.
70 and 80. Okay, somewhere between 70 and 80. Manila, what do you think?
Go a little higher.
Oh, okay, go a little higher. They say to go a little higher.
Okay. 90 to 100.
Okay, 90 to 100. Manila, what do you say?
Based on the last one, I would say probably 103.
Okay, I'm going to say based on the last one, I'm going to go with 91. What was it?
I think Xander is technically the closest. It was 96.4.
Whoa, Xander, nice work. Again, there is no winner, but that was really good. nice accuracy there. Wow. Thank you so much for calling in. Gino and Annie. Your game might win. We don't know. We just don't know. Just to be sure, Annie, what game do you want to win?
Between, I don't know, I think daily tunes.
Okay, interesting. All right, that's very helpful. Thank you so much.
What? Daily.
Okay, daily tunes. So the games we have to choose between are daily tunes.
We're not going to continue to play Dr. Hot Water?
No, we're done. We're done. Sure? Yeah, we're done with it. Okay. Okay. Mario and Me are dating app or Dr. Hot Water? What was the best game to you, Xander?
I'd say Mario or dating app.
Okay. That one was your favorite. All right. Okay. Looks like we're getting some people coming in with daily tunes. A lot of people are liking that game. What do you think, Manolo?
I liked daily tunes.
You like daily tunes as well.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. It's getting a lot of votes, which is pretty good.
Or I could do Mario.
Okay. All right. That's. You could just kind of stick to a...
Okay, I'll go with Daily Tunes.
Okay, looks like a lot of people are voting for the Daily Tunes. That's pretty good. Love that. That might be the winner. It's pretty exciting stuff. Xander, what do you think about that?
I think that Daily Tunes is kind of hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. But that's do you think that makes it a bad game?
I mean, no, I definitely enjoyed hearing people just make their attempts at trying to sing their day.
Wow, trying.
You're a good commentator.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're pretty good.
That's cool that you're able. That's good, too.
That is really good. That is really good.
Oh, my God. I realize that it's even scarier in the mic.
It is even scarier in the mic. Daily Tunes. You just keep going with that noise. Daily Tunes is the winner. Congratulations to Annie in Brunswick, Ohio. This has been quite a show.
That's cool you were able to get Splatoon, though. That's pretty good.
That was pretty cool. I just want to say, Xander, do you have anything to plug? Anything coming up that you really like? Any holidays you're excited about?
Movies. I guess I'm excited about
school.
I mean, yeah, I guess I can also say, the field trip.
Which field trip? Where are you going?
Yeah, which one? What are we plugging?
New York Aquarium. Pew, pew.
Oh, okay, so aquarium. We're plugging the field trip to the New York Aquarium. Pew, pew. Manolo, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Oh, yeah. My Instagram account, at Manolo something. Pew, pew.
Pew, pew. So, again, if you guys could just sing me out, I'm going to do some special thanks. Thanks, Xander, for coming on. You were so great. Could you... You don't mind singing us out? Thanks to our sponsor, Sticker Mule. Get $10 off your first order of custom magnets or anything else at stickermule.com/gameshow. Special thanks to our engineer, Andrew Marr, our producer, Alex Adan, our mixer, Andrea Kristen's daughter, our intern, Baby Emmy and Baby Rocky. This is recorded at Hook and Fade Studios in Brushwick, Brooklyn. Don't come here. And the theme song is by Big Huge. Xander, could you use your voice, your weird voice, to tell people to listen, rate, and subscribe?
Listen! Hit subscribe!
Yay! Good job!
That was so great! Wow, what a show! Oh my gosh.
Did you have fun?
Yes, I just got so used to that audio the one I finally took it off, my ears felt so weird.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You sound weird. Everything sounds weird without your headphones now.
You were so great.
Yeah, good job.
That was wonderful. So every week, every episode, we do. Do you have? Do you have to make the swallowing noises?
They could edit it out.
Okay, I don't think they can. So every episode, Manolo goes someplace, I'd say mystical, and we don't know where, we don't know how to follow. He locks the door behind him, but this is the key, the Manolo Minute, a minute where Manolo explains where his head's at. Ready? Time starts now.
Okay. Did you know that I used to babysit Xander? Oh, just staring at me. Because this is my minute. finally, a minute to myself. No, I babysat Xander before he was like conscious, I guess. Are babies conscious? I guess, I don't know. They react to things, right? That's when you know if they're blind or deaf. before he was aware of a reality, I babysat him for a while and let him crawl around on the ground for hours, and he would pick things up and put it in his mouth, and he was very egg-shaped. Speaking of eggs, I think he's like the original egg. I was more a shape of like a baby, like a chick, like a baby chicken. I was baby chicken shaped, so I'm like a post-egg. I'm a post-Xander, but I never had the same radio announcer voice that he has. I don't know. It's great to see how eggs turn out.
And that's time. That's time. That's a Manolo Minute for you.
I thought that you'd be interested in the fact that I was capable of babysitting contestants.
I was interested.
I mean, nothing really to report. I probably made him let him watch screen things more than I should have, but I don't know. But she beats Bugosius on her game show. Game show. Game show. They'll be wearing shirts everywhere. Single boys come at checklist state of affairs. The answer is somewhere out there. But until we go, it's Dr. Game Show. Game Show. Game Show. On your radio, it's Dr. Game Show. Game show. Game show.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.